This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It's an event that is fast becoming a coastside tradition. Sharice McHugh, president of the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce, explains.
Passeggiata is an Italian term whereby people will take a stroll before or after dinner. They'll dress up, they'll meet their friends and their neighbors. And so we've sort of incorporated that into a stroll along the coastside, where you will be visiting 16 different restaurants on different nights, obviously, and receiving a free appetizer at each restaurant.
Now, this is year number two. Will there be anything different this year than there was last year? Any additions or changes?
Last year was very successful, so we decided to bring it back. And yes, I'm glad you asked. From 5 to 7 this year will be special merchant discounts in many of the shops, which will also be honored that following third weekend. You just go in any time over that weekend and show your passport, and you will also receive those specials. It's a discount at Goldworks. It's the taxes on them. It could be a free something with a purchase. Most of it are discounts.
So you mentioned music. How does that work? What's the music like?
We have music all along in the harbor and on Main Street. This year, we have Mac Duta Plaza completed. Last year, that was not completed until the final month. We will have someone on the main stage at Mac Duta Plaza. We'll have someone up at La Piazza, probably someone at Cowboy Fishing. And then there is music up at the harbor at OPL and at Seville.
Now, this is the third Thursday of the month, but it's not a one-time situation. There's actually the season runs from what date to what date?
It runs from May 19th to September 15th. It's the third Thursday. So May 19th, June 16th, July 21st, August 18th, and September 15th. And each night you go out to, you start at one restaurant, you order a cocktail or a specialty drink, and you then get a free appetizer, and then you can move along and go to the next restaurant. So you can cover two or three restaurants in an evening if you want, or more, and you can start early and visit the shops. I have to tell you, Jim, the appetizers that these 16 restaurants did last year were absolutely phenomenal. They just went over the top with two huge shrimp and big meatballs and a half of an artichoke. I mean, they were spectacular. And we have all the restaurants back, and we have one more, and that is we've added flavor this year.
This works on the principle of a person buying a passport to be able to do this. And the purchase price is how much?
It's $25, and this year it is a $500 value.
Oh, my, $500. And once you purchase the passport, it's good for the entire season? Or
the entire season. You're not going to be able to go to all 16 restaurants in one night. At least we hope not. And you'd be awfully stuffed. But, for example, say May, you decide, well, we're going to do the harbor. And then June, you say, well, we're going to come down and do Main Street. And then maybe in July, you go back and do the harbor with more restaurants. Can I name the restaurants that we have?
Oh, yeah,
because,
sure.
We have It's Italia, Cameron's, Pasta Moon, Citrella, San Benito, Flying Fish Grill, Cowboy Fishing Company, Barterra Winery, Half Moon Bay Wine and Cheese, Nano's Yogurt Shack, Via Uno, Flavor, Seville, Princeton Seafood, Half Moon Bay Brewing Company, and Sam's Chatter House.
Actually, I mean, this would be a great way to explore and go to restaurants that you haven't gone to before. I know that all of us sometimes fall into little patterns and we'll find a restaurant, and, well, I kind of like that one, you go back to that, but then This gives you an opportunity to experiment and see what everybody is doing.
That happened last year. I had a couple of people tell me that they had gone somewhere that they hadn't been before or hadn't been in a long time. They said, oh my goodness, we didn't realize how good their food is. We're definitely going back. And I think that's one reason why the restaurants, you know, they put their best foot forward. They would put their best foot forward anyway, but this is a great way to focus on how good your food is and get it out there to people.
Right, and it gives them an opportunity to kind of sell, if you will, new customers that are coming in and they want to put their best plate forward,
yeah.
as the case may
it's
be.
That's exactly what they
yeah,
do.
Yes. So, you know, it's one thing to have an interview or even have something in print, but I understand you have a website that people can go to where they can kind of look at this in greater detail, kind of linger over it. And what's the website that you set up for this?
It's coastsidestroll.com. But for those who are maybe less tech savvy, they can just call the chamber, order the passport, we'll take a credit card number, and we'll mail it to them. So they can call 726-8380. Or, of course, they can come into the chamber. And on the first night, we will have an ambassador, a staff member, a board member in each one of the restaurants with passports on hand so that the people forget they can buy them then. But I don't recommend that. They may have to wait for a few minutes or something. I would recommend doing it in advance. You can get one passport for both of you or one passport per person. It depends on how much you want to eat of the appetizers at each place. I recommend one per person because I don't like sharing my appetizers. They're too good.
Yes, yes. From all of the feedback that you got last year, do you expect more passports in play this year?
I would think so. And I think the third Thursday is going to work. It's very often, you know, last year we had it on Friday. Some people were out of town because during the summer, you know, for those, some of those weekends. But Thursday is a great night. I've heard from several mothers that say, oh, Thursday is my night out with my friends and my husband takes care of the kids. And from what I hear from a lot of the younger people, Thursday is the new Friday.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Where have I been? Well, of course, I'm not part of that generation either. But no, that's great. I like the idea of Thursday, too, because you're right. People have plans. Maybe they're going over the hill for something, or it would lend itself to more of a local situation, I think, on a weekday night versus a weekend.
Right, right. And, you know, it's not like you're going to be out late. It, you know, 5 to 7 is the merchant part. 6 to 9 is the restaurant part, and you have 5 months to fill your passport. So you go to a couple of places 1 month, and you go to a couple of more the next month, and then, you know, you can walk along and get a yogurt or something at Nano's afterwards. So there's plenty of places you can get a dessert or something like that. You don't have to, you know, you're not staying out late on a weeknight or
yes,
as
yes.
we call it. Yeah.
Yes. No, that's great. Well, I'll be looking forward to strolling for this great event and keep us posted. Let us know how it's going.
I will. And one more recommendation. A lot of people get a whole group together, you know, and so they get several of their friends, like 3 or 4 couples. They all get their passports and then they all go out together. That's a fun part of this as well. You're taking your own party with you.
Yes, exactly. Okay, great. Well, always good to see you. Thank
good
you
to see
for coming
you, Jim.
In and sharing this with us.
We always appreciate your support.
Don't wait. Order your passports now for the kickoff of Coastside Pascagata, Thursday evening, May 19th. And for more information, you can always call the chamber at 726-8380. This is Jim Henderson with a sincere thank you for listening to Radio Magazine, an hour program produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside. And now, settle in. The doors will be closing to the KHMB time machine as we get ready to ride back to the year 1978 with host Cameron Palmer. Next on your hometown community station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
My name is Melanie Dewberry. I live in Half Moon Bay. And I come to granola for, gosh, so many reasons. It's a godsend. First of all, the espresso is the best on the coast. It just is. And I'm an espresso aficionado. Some might call that a snob. I'll own that. So I come here to have a beautiful cup of espresso in an absolute divine, beautiful environment. The natural wood, the steel, it's just phenomenally calming. I usually come here to work. I'm self-employed. And so I come here and spend a couple hours, often maybe four or five times a week.
Granola's Coffee House. Open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Come, relax, to the sound of the sea. Hi, I'm Cheryl Fuller, and I'd like to invite you to enjoy a deeply healing massage experience right from your heated massage table for body and soul at Cypress Inn on Miramar Beach in the Half Moon Bay area. It's not just a massage, but a total mind, body, and spirit renewal that lasts long after the moment. I provide special discounts, gift certificates, home visits, and classes, all since 1981. Call for your appointment at 650-726-2249. That's Cheryl at 650-726-2249.
And for more information, be sure to visit Cheryl's website, CHERYLFULLERLMT.com. And for a $5 discount, mention AM 1710 KHMB.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1978.
The Time Machine takes us to May of 1978. From the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories making news. A little local history from the Half Moon Bay Review. Jimmy the Weasel now faces gangster execution for squealing. $100,000 bounty on his head, reportedly. American mafia bosses have placed a $100,000 bounty on James Jimmy the Weasel, a West Coast mobster who disclosed some of the crime syndicate's innermost secrets. Jimmy the Weasel resided for a short time in the residence in Moss Beach. He seldom spoke to anyone and gave the appearance of a retired businessman. He often drove around in his white Cadillac and could be seen using the payphone at the Moss Beach Market. On a personal note, I grew up in Moss Beach, and my first job was as a newspaper delivery boy. And guess who I delivered papers to every day? Yes, Jimmy the Weasel. And Joe DiMaggio golf tournament held at the Half Moon Bay Golf Links. Seen driving off of the first tee was the celebrity Jackie Gleason, who was participating in the Pro-Am golf tournament. In the foursome was Joe DiMaggio, Jackie Gleason, head pro, and my late great good friend Moon Mullins, and Robert Fancher. A good time was had by all. And now from a little history in the making from my family pub, Cameron's. Now I finally get it. Why grandparents just have to show off their photos of their offsprings. It's an urge that cannot be denied. If anyone mentions my new grandson, I reach for my phone and hit the album. We welcomed little Carter Allen into the world recently, and I haven't been the same since. I enjoy folks calling me Grandpa Cameron. There are two tiers of this grandparenting thing. There's the obvious fascination with the newborn child, complete with looking for resemblances to family members. And then there's the pride and joy of watching your own child step up to parenthood. I love watching my daughter, Kayla, handle the little guy. So calm and efficient and loving. She made giving birth look as easy as it could be and bounce back quickly. In fact, in less than 48 hours of the big event, she showed up at the restaurant to count the money and help settle the tickets from the day before. I was shocked to see her walk in. One of our regulars, who was sitting at the bar observing it all, he's a great heckler. He just yelled out, "Hey, Cameron, you have the world's worst maternity leave policy." We all died laughing. Drop by Cameron's Inn, and you might see the cutest little guy ever. If he's not there, just call me Grandpa, and I'll show you some pictures. Hats off to all the grandparents listening. I'm so happy to be one now. We do hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now, RV Camping. 1978, and on the heels of an oil crisis that drives up the cost of gasoline, Japanese car imports now account for half the United States import market. Worldwide unemployment rises after several decades of near full employment. Gold reaches an all-time high of $200 an ounce. And the United States dollar plunges to a record low against many European currencies. The first ever cellular mobile phone is introduced in Illinois. And the serial killer, David Berkowitz, known as the Son of Sam, is convicted of murder after terrorizing New York for 12 months. On a lighter note, Space Invaders appears in arcades, launching a craze of computer video games. Cost of living in 1978, with an average income of $17,000, a new home will cost you $54,800. A dozen eggs, 48 cents. And a gallon of gas, 63 cents. And how about Star Wars? Family pajamas for only $11.99. Popular TV shows include Happy Days, Saturday Night Live, and The Love Boat. Popular films include Grease, Saturday Night Fever, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. In popular music, this family group of three brothers from Manchester, England, is crushing the competition for the most record sales and top of the chart status. Gold is good, platinum is better. 8 weeks at number one, here's the Bee Gees and Night Fever from the movie Saturday Night Fever.
Thank you.
Grease is another popular movie, and on this song from the film, also manages to get to number one. Here's Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, and You're the One That I Want. Until next time and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Frank Vento, your local realtor and certified residential specialist. Have you considered downsizing to a smaller home or moving to a different area? It's a big financial and emotional decision, and the thought of it can be overwhelming. I can help by providing professional guidance. Let's sit down and discuss your options, and please remember, you're under no obligation. I'm here to provide information and share my knowledge of the market with you. Having grown up on the coast side, I know the area. I would love to talk to you about your real estate needs. My phone number is 888-9900. That's 888-9900. Or visit me online at frankvento.com. That's Frank, V-E-N-T-O.com.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a heartwarming story written by Eileen Mitchell. It illustrates how it's hard to put a price tag on love. When Linda Appleby's dog, Bijou, died last year, she decided to go solo for a while. Driving her decision was the fact that she was unemployed, and she knew all too well the costs of having a pet. But one day she was running errands when she received a call from a friend, something about a dog Appleby had to adopt, now. I didn't care how sad this dog's story was. I didn't want to hear it. I told my friend there was no way I could get a pet right now. Of course, she didn't listen to a word I said and emailed a photo of the dog with his heart-wrenching story. Tibet was a 12-pound Chinese crested dog around 6 years old. He'd been found wandering the streets of San Francisco 2 years ago. An elderly woman had adopted him, but now she was no longer able to care for him. The poor dog hadn't enjoyed any exercise or stimulation for a long time and was in dire need of a new home. Okay, I was curious. I called the woman trying to place the dog and reiterated that I wasn't ready to adopt, but wouldn't mind meeting him to see if we bonded. I should have known better. The moment Tibet pranced into my apartment and looked into my eyes, I knew I was in trouble. It's been almost a year since this little guy came into my life, and I'm totally in love with him. When I realized that he wasn't responding to his name, I changed it to something a little bit more personal. Since I'm a chef, I thought truffle would suit him well. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a reminder of some great values that await your pets at Kibbles and Gifts. In Clover Wellness Supplements and Treats for Pets, created by a biochemist, made in the USA, and USDA inspected, FDA registered facilities. In Clover is on a 20% introductory sale right now. Also, check out our new Big Shrimpy and Bowser's beds. Lots of fun colors and fabrics. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to Little Truffle. Recently, we were at Kay Park, Mill Valley, when a normally friendly dog attacked Truffle, biting him on the back in three places. The wounds were superficial, but I took him to the vet just to be safe. While we were there, I casually mentioned that Truffle also had a little fatty tissue on his side. Dr. Mary was concerned enough to do a biopsy. Good thing. The fatty tissue turned out to be an aggressive mast cell tumor that it had to be removed immediately if we hoped to save Truffle's life. Although the cost was astronomical and I'm unemployed, I told the vet to operate. I had to. Truffle is my love bug. After the surgery, I got the news that the cancer was stage one and they believe they got all of it. Life is peculiar. If that dog hadn't attacked Truffle, we wouldn't have gone to the vet and we wouldn't have caught the cancer while it was treatable. I shudder to think what the outcome might have been. Yes, the surgery killed my bank account and I'm still not working. But here I am today with this dog that I love so much and hope to cherish for years to come. He was worth every dime because you can't put a price on love. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with that sentiment. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Time keeps moving on. Summer will be here soon, and that means barbecues. And at More for Less, you can get your propane right there. At More for Less, they're more than just a gas station. Fill up with all your favorite goodies, like chips, sodas, coffee, ice, and more. Lots more. How about lotto tickets, scratchers, and those little knickknacks you always forget? Stop in today. They're on the corner of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. The blue and white building. You can't miss it. It's More for Less. And remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less, right here in Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health.
a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. March is National Kidney Month, and in honor of that, I'd like to share some information from the National Kidney Foundation regarding our kidneys. A recent publication reported an increased number of people could develop chronic kidney disease. While the likelihood of developing complete kidney failure is much lower, chronic kidney disease is on the rise and has been linked to a number of adverse health outcomes. Why is this occurring? Mainly for two reasons. The first reason being the increased rate of diabetes, now the most prevalent cause of kidney failure. And the second reason is the aging of our population. As we age, we all lose some kidney function, and with people living longer, we have decreased kidney function. Is there anything we can do to help our kidneys? The answer is yes. And after a word from our sponsor, Shepherd Family Dentistry, I'll return with three everyday things you can do for your kidneys.
My name is Gary Frank. I live at 403 Metzger Street in Half Moon Bay. Have lived there for a number of years. Used to go to a Dr. Yaffei who was there in the same office. And then I had some issues, and I went, and Yaffei was no longer there, but Shepherd had moved in. Oh, you have to go to Dr. Shepherd's place. You know, even if you don't have any issues, you just go, you know, and enjoy a cup of coffee at with Shepherd and his office staff. It's wonderful and terrific, humorous, and it shows you know, throughout the office, everybody, you know, Cheryl, Donna, Carol, yeah, they all radiate that humor. You know, like the old MASH TV series, you know, Dr. Painless. Oh, I just enjoy going into the office, and, you know, it's, you know, after that you're finished with, well, like Donna does, you know, the checkups and, the, you know, the routine cleaning and stuff. But it's just a nice place to sit down.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about your kidneys and now want to present three small lifestyle changes that can help your kidneys. The first, increase physical activity. Recent studies have found that people who sit too long and don't engage in regular physical activity are more likely to develop kidney disease. So walk some more and take the stairs and do it regularly. Number two, try to treat minor pain symptoms without medication. Common pain meds like ibuprofen and aspirin, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, can be damaging to your kidneys if used on a regular basis. Try topical approaches to pain relief like heating pads and ice and massaging the sore areas. And number three, read food and medication labels. High sodium intake can lead to increases in high blood pressure, a major cause of kidney disease. So be aware of the sodium content of your food, especially in packaged foods like chips, processed cheese, lunch meat, frozen meals, and canned foods. Aim for a sodium intake of 2,000 milligrams per day. Read medication labels for sodium content as well. Another food additive in processed foods that should not be eaten in large quantities is phosphorus, so read labels. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health, wishing you good kidney health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's.
Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Michael Kay with another edition of Coastside Carousel. Coastside Carousel, brought to you by our friends at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. You can't miss Cameron's at the south end of town. The red double-decker London-style bus parked out in front, and 88 bottles of beer on the wall inside. So for a good time with good friends and good grub, come on down to Cameron's. Well, this week we're going to have an encore performance with Katie Chase and the Getaways. I know you've probably heard her around town at the Brewing Company, at OPL, and any number of events that we have here. This band's been around for, gosh, I don't know, maybe 10 years. We're going to start out with Need Your Love So Bad. Thank you.
'Cause I need your love so bad. Need your soft voice to talk to me at night. Don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything all right. Listen to my plea, baby. Bring it to me, because I need your love so bad.
We're going to kick it up a notch now with a Chuck Berry song, Back in the USA. For a live performance, if you haven't started dancing yet, you will now, for Barefoot.
Everybody get on your feet. You make the dust when you're with your teeth. Throw off your shoes and tap your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat. We're barefooted. We're barefooted. Yeah.
Finally, we're going to wrap it up with the J.J. Cale classic, Sensitive Kind. hope you enjoyed the program as much as I did. And remember, if you or your friends or your family or anyone you know who's an aspiring musician wants to get on the radio, give us a call here at KHMB or send us an email at KHMB, and we'll be sure and talk to you, bring your folks on, play some music, get that promoted. But until next time, this is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
Hello everybody, Jacob Smith here with your Half Moon Bay movie pick for this week. Something a little bit different this week. A look back at a classic movie that you may not have seen, but should. Namely, Stanley Kubrick's classic Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. An insane general gives the launch codes to a fleet of bombers loaded with nuclear bombs to attack Russia and attempt to gain advantage in a global war. The action in the movie is split into three parts, focusing on the fleet that flies towards Russia, the White House war room, where the US President and his cabinet attempt to rectify the actions of the insane Brigadier General Jack D. Ripper, and at the airfield where General Ripper is, with Captain Mandrake, an English officer, attempting to talk him out of destroying the world and recalling the bombers. Dr. Strangelove is a satirical classic. It combines humor with a cutting political critique of the absurdity of nuclear war and the Cold War policy of mutually assured destruction. The acting is brilliant, with a plethora of great performances, from George C. Scott as the brash General Buck Turgenkin, Slim Pickens as Major King Kong, but most notably, it's Peter Sellers, who plays three different characters in a tour de force of acting. Sellers was known for playing multiple characters, but here, teamed with Kubrick, he is at his brilliant best. He plays President Merkin Muffley, a mild-mannered president who is more of an efficient civil servant than a leader. Captain Mandrake, the English army officer, trapped with the insane General Ripper, and the bizarre Dr. Strangelove, a wheelchair-bound political advisor with a German accent who has an arm that has its mind of its own and is prone to giving the Nazi salute. It's amazing that Sellers plays all three characters, but it's even more amazing that you forget that he is playing them, as he embodies each character with such conviction and believability. Dr. Strangelove has so many intriguing aspects, too many to go into detail here, that it can be watched over and over again, and picked apart as you uncover the layers of complexity that Kubrick wove throughout the film. It's a movie the likes of which you wish you could make today. But with the never-ending sea of superhero movies and a lack of funds given to the more thoughtful projects, it's an anomaly and is unlikely to be seen in the near future. If you haven't seen Dr. Strangelove, it's a must-see for any self-respecting film buff. And for those who have seen it, watch it again with fresh eyes, and you're bound to see things you missed on your first viewing. That's your Half Moon Bay movie pick for this week. I'm Jacob Smith. Happy watching!